Greetings again, pilgrims. Walking through November, embracing the gift of gratitude. This is Pastor Bob coming to you from our home broadcasting studios at the Parsonage, the House of Peace in Arthur, Illinois. Excited today on this November 21st of the year 2020 to begin another four-session series. Having left the Billy Graham series behind, we now move into a new series that comes to us from the founding pastor of New Life Vision Church in L.A., California. His name, Joshua Chunmin Kang. And today and the next 3 days, we'll be hearing from him on his journey to discovering the true meaning of gratitude, the meanings that we've been contemplating throughout our month, this month. What is the difference between thankfulness and gratitude, and what is necessary to take that journey so that indeed we, like the Apostle Paul, right, become thankful in all circumstances. That's gratitude, my friends. So the pastor has some good words for us today. I relate to his essays, his stories, because they come from personal experience. His spirituality has arisen from his own walk through life. I want to present that to you today, and then we'll hear three more views of gratitude from him on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And I assure you, we are ready today. We've got all the necessary ingredients for a spiritual experience. You can tell we've got the chant of the monks going strong. They've been waiting since 3:15 in the morning, warming up just for this very moment to chant for you on this recording. We've got a candle that's becoming otherworldly in its gleam and glow, the cavern of a wax cinnamon cider candle inside of an ivory white candle holder that just keeps going deeper and deeper, a cavern of a candle with a flame rising up and glowing off the sides of the wax. Just a beautiful geological sight in our midst. And of course, we've got the special ingredient, the cup of tea. Today, it's blended cozy chamomile with Newman's own turmeric ginger. That's a taste like no other. What a wonderful way to greet the day. Ah, it's so nice. I did it twice. Amen. Well, let us begin. This is Joshua Chunmin Kang. Again, the founding pastor of New Life Vision Church. Today he sets a context for us of where he's going to go the next few days with us by talking about his own personal testimony, his journey to discovering the true meaning, the spirituality indeed of gratitude. Here's his words. It was due to my own sufferings that I became interested in the spirituality of gratitude. A few years ago, I crossed a river of harsh trials in my life. Of course, I didn't expect them. An uninvited guest called, suffering, suddenly knocked on my door and came in without my permission. It visited me without forewarning. From that moment on, for a few years, the darkness of death covered life with its shadow. Fierce storms of hardships hit me. The burden of life cruelly weighed down upon me. I felt my life caving in on itself. I sank into the despair of having lost everything. I lost the precious things to which I was clinging. I was misunderstood by people. I was criticized and even condemned by many. Finally, I had to leave the community that I had considered home. Like Jacob, I felt the need to flee under the moonlight. I had to leave everything behind. I felt ashamed of myself. A monster called shame harassed me. I was ashamed that I had disappointed the people who trusted me. I didn't want to meet anyone at all. I felt like people would point their fingers at me as the failure. So I stayed home most of the time. On the outside, I appeared to be fine, but my emotions rocked heavily inside like a wild wave. Quiet anger and silent disparity permeated through my wounds deep within. Almost every night, I had nightmares that I was being incessantly harassed by those who hated me. In my head, I heard the mocking voices of those who ridiculed me. I worried a lot because I didn't know how to respond to those painful trials. It was during those times that God encouraged me to respond with gratitude to the trials. It was a very special grace. The gratitude that God introduced to me was paradoxical grace. Words like pain, tears, descending, wounds, sufferings, loss, darkness, separation, depression, vulnerability, shadow, isolation, and brokenness visited my thoughts. So I wrote one essay every week for a year on those topics. The paradoxical spiritual attitude called gratitude healed my wounded heart as I was writing. God touched me as I was writing about gratitude. Writing about gratitude cleansed the window of my soul that had been darkened by blame, resentment, and disappointment. The spirituality of gratitude is the highest peak of Christian spirituality. Again, the spirituality of gratitude is the highest peak of Christian spirituality. Jesus' spirituality was the spirituality of gratitude. Jesus, just before his crucifixion, shared with his disciples the Last Supper. He spoke a prayer of thanksgiving as he shared the bread and wine with his disciples. He faced the crucifixion with thanksgiving. He spoke a prayer of thanksgiving before performing miracles. He gave thanks and distributed the loaves and the fish. Jesus thanked his Father before he called Lazarus back into life. Gratitude heals the sick and is God's instrument that ushers in his miracles. The Apostle Paul encourages us to give thanks in all circumstances. It is not difficult at all to give thanks when the environment is plentiful, but it is difficult to give thanks when the circumstances don't seem to inspire thankfulness. Paul spoke frequently of gratitude in his letters from prison. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, Paul says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." The highest peak of the spirituality that is rooted in Christ is gratitude. Paul calls it abounding in thanksgiving. Paul stressed that we must abound in thanksgiving because thanksgiving is the fruit we bear when we are filled with the Spirit. In Ephesians 5:18, Paul encouraged us to be filled with the Spirit and to give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 20, Paul urges the believers to give thanks always and for everything. Why? It must be because gratitude heals the wounds of suffering. Amen. That's our introduction to the story of Joshua Chunmin Kang and his experience discovering the spirituality of gratitude, the spirituality that he calls the highest peak of Christian spirituality. So for the next three sessions, we'll be hearing Joshua Chunmin Kang discuss the application of that spirituality of gratitude in our daily lives. But as for today, we shall close with a poem. Today we turn to the old Henry County, Kentucky farmer named Wendell Berry. One of my old heroes from my home state. Wendell Berry has written many essays, poems, novels. He's a great speaker. He has a deep understanding of how the culture of agriculture and the culture of the 21st century need to be better integrated for us to survive on the path we're heading. This poem today is called "The Peace of Wild Things." The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Amen. What a blessed session for this Holy Saturday. I hope you felt the presence of the Lord in those words and that He was able to speak to you deep in your heart, speak to you of the universal and eternal truths that really matter in our lives. I pray you hold those in your heart today, all day, until we meet again tomorrow on the Sabbath God is waiting to give to us. Until then, peace, love, and joy. Amen.